Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino back as my guest. Join us for a conversation about Elizabeth's new book, The Change Guidebook, and find out how her book can help you enjoy making positive changes in your life. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much, Margot. It's great to be back on your show and get to catch up with you.
Oh, I always love having you on my show, and I love your show, too. You know, it's just so cool. We both have Blog Talk radio shows. And
yeah, it's a great,
how long have you had
platform?
Yours?
About 2010 or so.
2010, yeah. I signed up in 2009, but I did the first show in December of 2013. That goes to show, it's like it takes me a while sometimes to get past the idea of doing it to actually doing it. So, yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
The first one we did, we were talking to air. Like, who's listening? Nobody, probably. But a lot has changed.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, well, you've got this beautiful new book coming out almost exactly a month from today, and it is called The Change Guidebook, How to Align Your Heart, Truth, and Energy to Find Success in All Areas of Your Life. Wow, I love the cover, I love the title, and I am just so happy that you're doing this, and I'm also real curious to hear about it. So tell us, what is the Change Guidebook about, and why did you write this book?
Yeah, so it was, I moved from Hay House over to HCI and went with the Change Guidebook, and as you read, and I felt like we needed a book about change and navigating change and how to deal with change, whether it's a change you want to make for yourself, for others, or adapt to an unforeseen circumstance. I felt like we needed a resource guide, and so here we are. And it's been. Thank you for mentioning the cover and loving the book so much and having me on your show, because it's been just such great fun to do this book with everybody at HCI, from the cover to the inside of it, to writing it, to editing it, and everything. It's just been like a family team effort. It's been just a blast. And so the book has this fabulous energy with it.
Feels that way to me when I look at it. It just definitely feels that way. And I love to say teams make dreams come true. And, it, you know, whether it's a team of two or a whole bunch of people, but, you know, working in collaboration, and especially when they're all enjoying it and having fun and putting in what they do best. You know?
Well, I think the book itself, too, is a collaboration of sorts, because I invited my friends, much like I did in Percolate in Bits, to contribute, and people really showed up, and I'm like, you know, this would be pretty cool if you contributed a story for it about how change has affected your life or something that you've done in your life to change something. And people, there were 20 people who really showed up in really creative and interesting ways to illustrate the 10 points of change. So there's two stories for each chapter in addition to my narrative and the exercises that go with each chapter.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to actually reading the whole book. I've seen the preview of the review copy of it, the PDF.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the actual book and reading cover to cover. But, yeah, that's a lot of stories.
Well, it is, and it's a lot of really neat people, including former U.S. Senator Olympia J. Snow, and the amazing Dr. Ivan Meisner, Sally Huss. There's so many pals of mine that are in the book. And it's just been a lot of fun. Like I said, the energy in the book and surrounding the book is you can just sort of feel it when you pick up the book.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like the timing of it is perfect, because, you know, everybody's been going through so much change during the last 2 years, through the whole COVID thing and the pandemic and the, you know, getting used to working on or working on Zoom or working from home or whatever, you know. So there's been a lot of change going on. And some of it has been helpful. I mean, I'm glad that our Toastmasters Club had to go on Zoom right away because we've been doing that every week. And so I'm super comfortable with Zoom now because of it. And, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not all bad.
Yeah, we miss the in-person meetings, but boy, I don't know about you, but I don't want to take any chances yet.
Yeah, no, you know, I think you're right. I think the book is really timely. For some people, they're maxed out on change, and this book isn't intended to say, okay, we're going to make more change. It helps you make sense of change.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you just, you know, navigate the process of change. You can look in the book and be like, okay, this is kind of where I'm at with this and this and this. And I think it's really important to note that, you know, things are going to keep changing. They always do.
Yeah, there's that saying that the only thing you can count on is change.
Pretty much.
That things are going to change, life's going to change, people are going to change, you know, everything is going to change. And it's an interesting word, and it's like people try to resist it, but you can't resist it. It's just going to happen. So,
well, we're programmed to sort of resist change. And so what my hope is to open up a narrative about our change perspective and how we think about change. If I mention the word change, do you immediately go negative or do you immediately go positive? And there's different ways to sort of train your brain to do different things with respect to change instead of just putting the brakes on. And so the book really helps you find your change perspective.
That's interesting when you said that, because I used to get a lot more negative feeling when people would mention the word change. But because of a lot of the changes that have happened throughout my life and throughout the last couple of years, I'm starting to realize that, yeah, change can be good. It can be fun. It can actually be really cool. I mean, it doesn't have to be something that you don't want to have happen. It can be something good, and even if it's something that's not good that happens, like you said, then that's when having a book to guide you, a coach to guide you, you're also a life coach, as I am, and, you know, to have people to talk to about the changes, I think, really is helpful as well.
Yeah, the book will guide you to, you know, find a perspective that's so great that you will, you know, align with who you are authentically and what matters most to you. And when you have that in place, it helps you really, you know, adapt and change, whether it's some, you know, like a change you want to make or adapting to those unforeseen circumstances. And not every unforeseen circumstance is a negative one. And I think that's what I'm trying to do is show people that, you know, not every change is bad or negative or difficult. Some of them are not. They're easy little tweak that we can make.
Right.
And you know, it's all over the map with it, but the book will show you how to navigate any of it.
You know, you have a really good point there, because change can be a little tiny tweak in it, like when we're doing a layout on a book or newsletter or something, sometimes just changing the color a little bit or changing the size of the font or whatever can make a big difference. And same thing with life, you know. I mean, you can make some little changes that can make your life a lot more enjoyable as well.
Well, I think a lot of us know the person who there's two types of furniture rearrangers, people who love to move their furniture around all the time and those who don't. And and sometimes when you move something, people get frustrated with why you moved it that way. So you can, with little simple things that we do every day, you can get a feel for people's capacity for change.
Yeah, yeah. How much they like sameness and how much they like change. Yeah. Some people seem to like a lot of change, and some people
don't
resist it totally. And and then I think the rest of us are probably somewhere in between and kind of flow back and forth, I would think.
Yeah, I know I have those days where I'm like, oh, I wish nothing in my life would ever change right now. This is perfect. You know, that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it is inevitable that things will. But I have a joke that I should get a bumper sticker that says, hey, let's make some changes and I'll never be in traffic again. Right?
Yeah. All right. So now, what are two of the 10 points of change that are in the book? Would you like to talk about that?
I'd love to. Yeah. So the Best Ever You Network was founded on the 10 points of change. And so here they are kind of brought to life a little bit more to the forefront. And, you know, I love all of them. So to pick two is difficult, but I love the first one, which is assess. And I love the first two are pretty powerful, where you're assessing and then you're kind of choosing what you want to do. But
mm-hmm.
that assessment in the very beginning is so important, to kind of take a look at where you're at, what's going on, and that's in all areas of your life. In fact, I have a free gift for everybody. They can go to besteveryou.com/changeguidebook, and there's a free gift there for your listeners, and it's a really cool download, an assessment. So it goes through different areas of your life. Yeah, it's a really cool download. I'm really proud of it. We worked really hard on it to give people a quality free gift.
That sounds really
good. It
goes
right with that chapter perfectly.
So assess and choose, and then chapter 3 is discover, I noticed here. And so that's also about discovering how to align your heart, truth, and energy, correct?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, so the book is divided into three major sections with the 10 points of change within the sections. So it's divided up into your heart, your truth, and your energy, and the points of change that go with each of those.
Okay.
And so it's the 10 points of change are assess, choose, discover, grow, support, implement, accept, engage, master, and impact. And I love all of those. And you can take a change and make it as powerful as impacting another human being in a really positive way, or you don't have to carry it that far. It just totally depends on what you want to do. So the book is cool like that, because it's for all levels. And I wrote it so that high school people could use it, or older people could use it, or whatever. I think it's very universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like it could be helpful for young people and for any age, really, you know. I mean, because we all go through changes.
Too. And
yeah,
I followed
it
myself to make some changes in my own life. So I know that it works, and I use it. I've used it for years and years and years, coaching people and helping people navigate their own lives. And so it's very tried and true and tested, and there's some additional stories in the book of people who have made changes using the 10 points of change. So that's pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
Lots of weight loss stories, too.
There was what?
Lots of weight loss stories as well.
Weight loss stories.
Yeah,
that's definitely a change.
Yeah.
Some people want to make, need to make, or have made. And
that's one of our little specialties over on the Best Ever You Network with our 10 points of change, is helping people release pounds and weight, or get well, or get their well-being in check, however you want to phrase that. And whatever the goals are, we do a lot of that on Best Ever You.
You know, I loved what you just said. Release, release, let go, release. Not get rid of, and you know, but release the pounds, or let them go. Or, it makes a totally different feeling when I think of letting go or releasing the pounds.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
Like when I work with people to go ahead and release weight, people are like, what are you going to take away from me? I'm like, relax. I'm not necessarily going to take anything away from you. In fact, you're going to be surprised. I'm going to add things. And I have a really tricky way of adding things instead of making feel like they're going to lose everything. And that's an interesting way to make some change.
I like that. Yeah. That sounds really good. Wow. So you're helping people in becoming healthier and happier and
yes.
feeling more positive energy in their life too, I would imagine.
Yeah, we really, I think what I really do is help people do two things. At the core of everything, I'd love to help people root in gratitude and root in the power of gratitude. And I also really love it when people strongly remember their self-love, their self-worth, and the value that they bring when they bring their authentic self to the world. I really think that's important. In addition to, all the other stuff like helping people get real results and things like that. But I think from a very personal standpoint, it's extremely mm-hmm. important to remind each other to really root in gratitude and really remind each other and yourself how important you are. I think people
yeah.
lose sight of that.
I know. It's sad when I see so many people that don't have self-love, self-esteem. They don't feel, and I like to think of it and self-care
yep.
as a capital S, that, the inner being you. And I found that for me a long time ago, Louise Hay was saying to say, I love myself, or I love you, I really love you in the mirror. And that was hard for me.
Odd.
To
it's
do.
Very awkward to do that. And it's very
yeah.
powerful, though, because you listen to yourself.
But what I found worked really well and was fun is this woman did a speech in my Toastmasters club about saying, I love myself. And the same night, a man had said that pausing was really important. So I started playing with it the next day going, I love myself. I love myself.
Yeah.
And that was actually kind of fun. And I didn't have to be in front of a mirror. So I think that kind of helped me ease into it where I was feeling more able to love myself. But I think that some people think that loving yourself means that you're being too self-centered. And I think, unfortunately, there's too many people that think that are actually not thinking enough of themselves. They're thinking about everybody else and worrying about if anybody
yeah.
else is going to be disappointed if they don't do something or whatever. So
yeah, we get, I always say it's really important to keep pretty close track of who's surrounding you and to make sure that you're surrounding yourself with love and kindness and compassion and so forth, and that when we encounter people, we do so with that sense of grace and compassion and humanity and even collaboration to a degree. And I think it's
mm-hmm.
really important to remember that for ourselves and just, go back and just root in gratitude, root in breath, root in mindfulness, and I agree with you. I mean, just love yourself. And I don't think it is selfish. I don't think it's to the detriment of everyone around you. I certainly, as a mother of four boys, and go, hold on, kids. I'm in the process of, all about me land here, kind of thing. I forget you, that kind of thing. No,
mm-hmm.
it's not to the detriment of others and being selfish and so forth. That's not what we're saying at all. It's what we're saying is, when you look in that mirror, what are you saying to yourself? Is it, I'm so old, I've got, this, that, and another thing going on, or is it positive remarks to yourself? Because, again, you're listening. And it's one of the changes that we make right off the bat in this book is that assessment, that self-assessment in
mm-hmm.
various levels. When I do this exercise with people to craft their vision statements and to work with them in life coaching, I
mm-hmm.
sometimes say, give yourself a score of like 1 to 10. And you'll see this in the book through the exercises and so forth. And I've had people go all ones on me. I'm like, really explain that. Because,
mm-hmm.
My scoring of you could be slightly different than that, a lot higher. Tell me, and we have people kind of go, oh, that's what you mean, And so the book gives you tools to not be so hard on yourself. I
and
love
when
that
you're
about
saying
this book.
Scoring a one, it's like 1 out of 10 or so.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, oh,
yeah,
I'm so bad
really
at this. Or I've got, yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
One
and people
could be
do.
A good thing.
Yeah, people are so hard on themselves. And I think it's just incredibly important, especially with all we've been through these past 2 years plus now,
mm-hmm.
to really give yourself that giant hug and be grateful for yourself and be grateful for the people around you and root in that gratitude and that self-love.
Yeah.
Those are foreign concepts to people sometimes.
Yeah, it's so funny. Just before you said that about give yourself a hug, I mean, I looked down and I was going, oh, I am giving myself a hug.
Yeah, I love it when people go from thinking in their, you know, brain 24/7 to really thinking
right.
with their heart. And I love it. I guide people to, you know, put both hands on your heart and really think with your heart. And that's the your heart part. And think about your truths and being authentic. And think about your energy, because you're going to go where you place your energy. And then that alignment part, because when you align your heart, when you align your truths and when you align your energy, I truly
mm-hmm.
believe in my heart of hearts that anything is possible. Really,
yeah.
Truly. Yeah.
Yeah, love is a powerful thing, and it can heal us, it can inspire us, it can encourage us. And in fact, it's interesting because love actually, and if love's your motivation, it gives you courage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think that a lot of the people need to assess what really matters to them and learn what matters to them instead of just what everybody else told them their whole
exactly.
life or is still telling them.
Yep.
Is important.
What stories are you telling yourself? What have people told you that you need to change the narrative on? All of it. So I love chapter 1 and 2 for that purpose. And
mm-hmm.
The whole book in itself is a masterclass in change, an actual masterclass. You
mm-hmm.
can get a masterclass certification in change from this book. You go to that website, besteveryou.com/change guidebook, and there's a final like quiz that you can take to get your certificate.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun,
like
isn't
that.
It? Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. And if I hadn't written the book, I'd take the test and get my little certificate. So we love certificates.
Well, you wrote the book, but you can still take the test just for the fun of it.
Yeah, I'm going to give myself a certificate, should I? I think I'm going to.
Yeah, I think
that's
you
funny.
Ought to. I think,
yeah.
You know. Oh,
oh,
God,
goodness.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the word fun because it helps you get past things that scare you. And so I think that's one of the ways for me that I can kind of tease myself into doing some changes is going, ooh, you know, that might be fun.
Yeah, this is not intended to be a bummer book about change. This is a positive energy. Have some fun doing this. Lighten up a little bit, and by all means, the quiz to take to get your certificate is not like a math exam to get into college or anything. It's very narrative, very explain yourself. You know, there's no right or wrong answers or anything like that. So you don't have to be afraid of that, because you know I've just said two words that people fear: change and test. So
change
it's not
what?
Like that. Change and test.
What was the
you know, quiz.
One?
No one loves pop quizzes.
Oh, quizzes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it's an open book quiz, right?
It is. So not hard at all, and no, like I said, no right or wrong, just intended to, you know, change the narrative on change and really truly help you make change in your life or adapt to those unforeseen circumstances. And I feel like if you even touch a person's life slightly with the positive energy of the book, we've made a difference.
Yeah, that's so true. It reminds me of a quote of Maya Angelou's, is that she says that your legacy is every life you touch.
Yes.
And, yeah, and by changing how you feel so that you have more positive energy that you're exuding and feeling and enjoying, it affects all the people that come into your circle of influence. And so,
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Smile bright and shine your shine and be authentic and touch those lives with grace and compassion and elegance and your smile. People need your energy and your love and your smile for sure.
Yes. Okay, so let's see. What else did I want to find out? Because we only have 5 minutes left, so we need to I need to focus on what we can talk about that I really want to talk about. I think one thing I'd like to talk about is the fact that your mom of 4 sons, ages 20 to 26, that is a lot of kids. And so, and you wrote your second book, and you say, tell us why you say never give up.
Well, I think there's always more to do, and not necessarily in a more light or anything like that. But if you get to my age, you know, 52-ish, you know, and you think, well, you know, I've really always wanted to blank, write a book or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to just say to people, do it, and you know, work on it, and do what really. That voice in your head that's always, you know, saying, oh, I really want to do that, but change it to I really want to do that and go for
it. Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yes, I do have 4 sons. If anybody would like my college bills, you write in and let me know. 3 of them are in college all at once, and so things are pricey over here. One, the 26-year-old has a great job and just got a promotion, but they're all in either graduate school now. One plays college baseball for the University of New Haven. He's a lefty pitcher. And then her youngest is at RIT, which is Rochester Institute of Technology. And then
And then
Quinn is, we have a meteorologist in the family now, and he's getting his master's degree from Mississippi State in geoscience and applied meteorology. So great kids. They're, one of them is in the book, Quade. Our youngest, his story is in the book. He's one of the contributors, so that's cool. And they're just great kids. And never give up means exactly that. Just please never give up ever. I've had a lot of hurdles and rejection and everything, and here we are. If I can do it,
yeah.
You can do it.
Never
I know
give
it's very
up.
Cliche,
I like
but
that. And also, what you were saying too about always. What have you always wanted to do, and to let yourself really just listen to your heart and think about what is that? What have you always wanted to do? You know, I always wanted to be a mom. I always wanted to write a book someday. I always wanted to sing. I'm doing those things, you know, but there was a lot of I want to do it, but, and then I turned it into you're right. I want to do it,
and here's how I'm going to do it. And it's interesting, too, because things don't always turn out the way you're thinking that they're going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they turn out better. And so that growth mindset versus that closed mindset are so important because, you know, you think you're on a path to doing one thing and something else comes along, and it can be so cool. Life will grace you in unexpected ways if you have that open growth mindset.
That's so true. That is so true. We have just over 2 minutes left. What would you most like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I would love to just let people know they can pre-order the book. We're in pre-order mode right now, and I really appreciate the support and love with the book, and what I'm really hoping that people do is give it a verbal word of mouth. Like if you read the book and you love it, tell somebody about it. That's, I think, the way books move from person to person, and how the energy moves is when you read the book and you tell 5 people about it or whatever. But it's in pre-order mode. There's an ebook. There's a paperback. I am going to have some signed hardcovers. I haven't let anybody know that yet, so you're hearing this first. I have some signed hardcovers that I'm going to have. And then we're an audiobook that I just recorded. I got to narrate my own audiobook. And, of course, there's free gifts. We love people to be members at besteveryou.com. That's free. And then we have free gifts all over the place on Best Ever You. We have 30-day checklists and assessments and all sorts of cool stuff on the site. And I'm just super grateful to you, Margot. Thank you for having me. Always great to chat with you.
You know, you're welcome. You have such a positive, sunshiny attitude about things. And like you said, the never give up type of attitude. I love that. I absolutely love that. And I've always enjoyed talking with you on the show. And I always enjoy seeing your posts and your books.
Thank you. Yeah, and people who know me well know I've had plenty of moments where, you know, I've been like, okay, don't give up. You know, I've life-threatening food allergies. There's a lot of things I've overcome. And,
I know.
Just personally, if you've read Percolate, you know them. And if you follow Best Ever You, you know them because I write a lot of blogs about things that are going on. And so been through a lot, and I know we're all going through a lot, so I have tremendous compassion for people and root in gratitude very deeply. My practice is gratitude for anything. Changes your whole perspective.
It really does. And I have to say, I really love your first book, Percolate, too.
Thank you. I love that little book.
Well, thank you for all the ways that you're living your music. And I want to say to everyone out there, whatever your heart says your music is, please live your music. Get out there and do it. Bye for now, everyone. Bye for now, Elizabeth.
Thank
live
you so
music.
Much for having me on. Grateful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm grateful, too. Live your music. Bye-bye.